Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming to you live from the Belt Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the free Odyssey app, good Wednesday morning. Yes, this was as bad as it gets. This is a blown game by the Knicks. This wasn't the Sixers taking charge, even though Tyrese Maxey was very good. This was awful. This was gross. This was something that hopefully we do forget, but right now it feels like we won't forget. But I am not going to do 4 hours of negativity with the Knicks today. I can't, because I've had it. I've had it with my teams letting me down all the time. I've been negative about the Mets. I don't believe in them. I've been negative about my football team, especially with their draft pick, and I don't feel good about them. My hockey team just got eliminated. What I have is the Knicks, and I believe in them. And yes, they choked away this game, but they're not losing this series. And they had to have a dramatic come-from-behind win in Game 2. The Sixers had a dramatic come-from-behind win here. But this is not a tail between your legs. Oh, my God. Now they're going to blow the series. They're still up 3-2. They're still the better team. And they're still going to move on to the second round. And I don't want to hear how this series has changed. Yeah, they should have won. But the Knicks will win. It's just going to take a couple more days. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Woo! Well, I'll tell you what. 6 points with 28 seconds to go, man. That's an amazing comeback. And ultimately, what does it come down to? A four-point play by the Sixers with Larry Johnson in the house while he could have gotten the ball signed. So how easy would that have been?
Yeah.
I mean, so anyway, look, here's the thing. I don't want to be negative either, because I thought it was an amazing game. And at that point, the Knicks did everything that they should have done. They were going to keep them under 100 points. They were going to play defense. And, you know, Jalen Brunson was playing out of his mind. And, you know, the Knicks were doing what the Knicks normally do. And then all of a sudden, there were a couple turnovers, missed free throws. And I would just say, please, Josh Hart, go up to Tarrytown and take 1,000 shots. Just take 1,000 shots. Because whatever has happened to him and his outside shot and his free throws over these last two games is mind-numbing. I mean, it is frustrating. And, you know, you miss your free throws, you let the other team stay in the game. You know, the Sixers were hitting their free throws towards the end. Then, of course, Tyrese Maxey was ridiculous. I mean, I knew he was good. I didn't realize he was this good. I mean, he has hit a 40-foot, three-pointer to tie the game. And, you know, it was a little helter-skelter. You know, Jalen Brunson gets the ball with 8 seconds left to go and goes flying down the court without a thought of passing the ball at all.
Well, you're talking about the last possession.
Well, the last possession.
Yeah,
I know.
Right. So, I mean, they had a timeout, too.
I understand some coaches. I'm not going to sit here and question Tibbs on that. I'll question him on a few other things, but I'm not going to question him on that. I will question them, and I think Clyde was all over it. Clyde and Mike were all over it. They had a foul to give before the four-point play by Maxey, and they didn't give it. And, you know, the one thing you can't allow is a three-pointer. And then the one thing that makes that even worse is that you foul and the ball goes in the hoop and you have an opportunity for a four-point play with the great Larry Johnson sitting in the building. So, I mean, it's just, it's amazing how this game ended, how helter-skelter it was. And if I'm going to get on Tibbs, I'm going to get on him for one thing. You have a rotation of seven guys now, and everybody on the court, maybe with the exception of Maxey, is exhausted. Everybody. I mean, Joel Embiid is dragging his leg up and down the court. He's exhausted. Mitchell Robinson's playing pretty good against them and forced some steals and turnovers as well. But I'm going to say a name. You're going to laugh at me again. But I wanted to see at some point, somewhere in this game, a young, fresh, Precious Achiuwa on the basketball court to get some rebounds, to play some defense. But yet Tibbs went with seven guys, and I think three of the seven played over 50 minutes.
Yeah, but this is what happens in the playoffs. I understand, and Achiuwa was great. I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth on that.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
But I mean, it's not like uncommon in the playoffs for your rotation to get smaller. And I mean, basically, with the guys that played all the minutes, they should have won the game. And there's so many things that happened that led to them losing this game. And I thought they had it won six different times. I thought I had it won in overtime where Brunson scores the first 5 points. You're like, okay, now it's over. So it went to overtime, but now they're going to take over. And then all of a sudden, you know, it was funny because in these moments, we ask the best players to do the best things. And Jalen Brunson in overtime felt like he needed to take over. And then that ultimately ended up hurting them. So he scores the first 5 points. And after that, he's ball hogging for the first time I've ever seen in this season.
Yeah,
he's not moving the ball. He's trying to do everything himself because he felt like in this overtime to beat the Sixers, he had to do that. And that was not the right approach.
Well, there was also the one where he tried to throw it to Josh Hart going down the middle. And Josh Hart, I mean, like, usually Jalen would shoot that. I know it was a pass to a guy going down the middle. And Josh Hart, you know, obviously gets blocked at the rim. But, I mean, there were some things that happened late in this game.
Well, the turnover pass to Hartenstein was...
That was another bad one because he actually went up to shoot, and Hartenstein was going to the rim to go get a rebound.
Yeah, was it Oubre or was it... I think it might have been Batum. Batum was on Brunson, and he was right in his face, and Batum being like 6'9". Or 6'8", of course, they're throwing him on Brunson, and that was just that when that turnover happened, I was like, wow, they're really going to lose this game, huh?
Josh Hart, has an opportunity to put them up by four,
five.
I mean, five, yeah, and puts them up by four and misses a free throw. So I mean, like these are like little things, and I know why a lot of guys were missing free throws. Even Embiid was missing free throws. They're exhausted in the fourth quarter and overtime. I mean, these guys all laid it on the line, I will tell you that. I mean, as disappointed as I am that they lost last night, it was an incredible game. I mean,
yeah, it was. But, you know, even, you know, walking through the newsroom this morning, there was a guy who was working on the network who, like, he's like, they had it, man, they had it. And there's some of the callers calling up this morning on the overnight. And I understand that emotion, but I just, this is not the team that you like fall off a cliff when they lose a game. Like, and there are teams out there that are like that.
They usually bounce back.
Right. I mean, the Knicks have proven to us the entire year how resilient they are. And they're just, and this is really annoying, but I cannot imagine that we're going to look back on this game five and say that was the downfall of the Knicks in 2024. It's just not going to happen. Like, I am so confident in them coming back and winning game six, even not even having to come back to the Garden. And Joel Embiid is done. And that's probably the most frustrating thing about last night was Joel Embiid was cooked. Everybody saw it. If you're watching the game, he couldn't jump. He couldn't run. The flagrant foul on Jalen Brunson was exactly what I was talking about, where he was going to start doing some of that stuff at the end of the game because he was tired. So he was done. There was one guy on the court that could beat you, and he did it. And he did it in dramatic fashion in Maxey. And now they give another opportunity for Embiid to get maybe healthier or get some rest or whatever. And that's what drove me nuts because it felt like it was like, okay, Embiid's out of gas. the Sixers are out of gas, and now it's over. And you gave them a little more life.
Well, but, I mean, you could have fouled there at the end.
Think about it, though. Like, I know you could have fouled at the end, and I think they were trying to. But like, Maxey, and I don't know if Nick Nurse told him this, but, like, so they're not going to foul in the backcourt. So he comes over the line. They're going to probably foul when he gets closer to the three-point line. And Maxey's like, you know what? I'm just going to put it up from here because they're probably going to foul me, and I'm so talented I can make this shot. Yeah. And he did. If you would have told me that Tyrese Maxey on that possession is going to shoot a 38, 40-foot three-pointer, isn't that what the shot that you want? Like that, you're forcing him into a half-court shot, and he just happened to make it.
And by the way, I think he scored the last 11 points in the last minute and 32 seconds for the Sixers in regulation. I mean, I think that was what it was.
I mean, he had the 7 straight for sure with the 4-point play.
So I think it was 11. I think it was 11.
Yeah.
Because he had a jumper before that. But it was an incredible performance that actually reminded me of game 2 with the DiVincenzo shot.
Well, that's
their DiVincenzo shot. Now the question is, here's the deal. It's a real series simply because they're going back to Philadelphia, and it is a real series. And, you know, this may end up with a game 7 here in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Just be prepared for that.
No, I am prepared for it. But I do believe they've proven they can go down to Philadelphia and win. You saw the Knicks fan base go down there and frustrate the hell out of Embiid and the rest of the Sixers. And I just think that this loss is going to be fuel for the Knicks. I mean, I just have to once in my life. I mean, you sat next to me. It's 6.5 years, just about.
Yeah.
For once in my life, I got to have faith in one of my teams.
I need I need you to be upbeat. I mean, you know, you were so confident that the Knicks were going to win it.
I was five.
So confident.
I'm not going to come in here and just be like white flag and fly that around all morning. I can't. I mean, I after losses like this, I don't think I've ever come in the next day and been like, it's okay. But I have to today. I have to because I truly believe in this team. And I think we all forget, you know, the Knicks did have a run into the second round last year and losing to the Heat. But I think we all forget that, like, these playoff series are ups and downs. You know, it's a roller coaster. It's a whole ride of emotions every single series. And the Sixers, you know, they have last year's MVP on it. They have Maxey. They got a championship head coach. It's not like there's some schlub team that snuck into the playoffs. It's a good team. So you didn't beat them in 5. You're still up 3-2, and you stole a game that you probably shouldn't have won in game 2. They stole a game they probably shouldn't have won. Now you're even in that regard. Go out and win the series.
I just, you know, I don't want to make matters worse. I really don't. I mean, I was thinking about you last night, and I was thinking about Mike Tomlin because one of the officials sounds exactly like Mike Tomlin. I think it was Jim Capers, I think his name is.
Yeah, the guy who was calling the, you know, talking about the flagrants.
I think he sounds like Mike Tomlin. So that made me really think about you. And then I was thinking about, you know, your big meeting with Spike today, you know, in regards to Boomer and Geo 3.
Skinny vegan hipster.
Yeah. You know, and of course, he's immediately on X last night after the game. See you tomorrow, guys. I mean, I was just thinking how annoyed you're going to be with him now.
No. I'm
sorry about that. I had to bring it up because I don't know if you were thinking about that. Did you think about that at all today?
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry.
I didn't because Spike and I's relationship does not revolve around our fandom. You know, I don't talk to him about the Sixers. I don't.
You don't think he's not going to be bringing it up today?
If he can all he wants. But like, he's not. Like, the only person who can talk trash today is Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, you're pretty much.
Spike Eskin, because he grew up a Sixers fan and does a podcast, did nothing last night. Tyrese Maxey did. So, like, if you're a Sixers fan talking trash, like, get a life.
Oh, you, Spike! You, Spike!
I think exactly what, you know, Spike was putting out there as he was posting it. If it was directed right at you, because he knew how disappointed we were last night. I mean, when you have a 6-point lead and you can't just hit free throws, and I mean, like, what has happened to Josh Hart's shot? Can you explain that to me?
No, of course I can't explain it to you. I don't know.
He's not even close. Like, the last two games.
I mean, he's so short. How many times has he come up short where it's been like it just scrapes the front of the rim and it's this close to being an air ball? I mean, it's crazy. You know, I mean, and then also, you know, Jalen Brunson after the flagrant, and you have an opportunity, he ends up tying the game with a three, but still, if he had the same possession would have happened, he hits the free throw, they would have had a lead in that situation as opposed to being a tie game, but he misses the second on the line after the flagrant. I mean, God. And I know Maxey ended up missing, you know, four free throws in a row there, whatever it was.
Because he was exhausted too.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just not going to get dragged down. It just have faith in this team. Like, have
well, you
faith.
Have to. Yeah,
you
of
have
course.
Faith. You
I
can't.
Would just wish. I
head up. Walk out of the. I hope you walked out of the garden last night if you were there with the head up. Again, fine.
Again, I just thought, and I know it's about matchups, and I know it's about the way coaches use their rotations and everything else. The only time he has to use Precious Achiuwa is when somebody gets hurt. I mean, you can't find
foul like, trouble too.
I mean, but yeah, but you can't find. Well, Mitchell Robinson got hurt, and Hartenstein, Hartenstein got got in foul trouble previous game. And you saw what Achiuwa does. You saw what he does, and that's the kind of guy you need on the court. You know, especially when their 7-footer is exhausted and is dragging his leg all the way across the court.
Steve Rosner, Achiuwa's agent. the way you talk about him.
I mean, you guys bust my chops all the time, and I've been around a long time. I've seen a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, my intuition and my experience, and all I see is a guy that is instant energy. And when guys are tired and guys are, you know, dragging, somebody needs a break somewhere along the line, and you bring in a guy who basically hasn't played. He's got, he's instant energy. He's going to get the loose balls. He's going to get the rebounds. He's going to get block shots. And that's exactly what we saw in game four.
Yeah, no, you did. You're right. But still, even with all of this,
they should have won the game. I know. They should have won it.
And Mitchell Robinson just falls into the trap on the 4-point play where he ends up leaving his feet. And the second he went up in the air, Maxey goes, okay, thank you.
I'm going to jump into you and make the 3-point play.
Well, I'm at least going to go on the line for three shots at the very least. So, I mean, it just.
Embiid had one of those too.
Yeah. I mean, he was done. He was ready to go home. He was
so
done.
It is exhausting. And I felt bad for, you know, the Knicks fan that was at MSG because there was a point where, you know, they're all there, they're high-fiving, they're cheering. And it is a dagger to the heart. Now, you just got to hope, as you were saying earlier, that this is a team that you don't give up on because they're not going to give up. That's not their DNA. Their DNA is usually to come back and play better, play smarter. I mean, there were a couple, there was a steal, I think, or maybe a long rebound that Josh Hart had, and he threw it away. Like, you know, immediately, like, this is late in the game. They got the lead, and I think he's trying to hit Ananobi, and he throws it over his head.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys.
And the Sixers had a million of those, too. I mean, Joel Embiid was a turnover machine last night.
Maxey was frustrated with him.
I mean, God. Well, all right. It slipped through their fingers, but the main point today is that this is not the same old Knicks. This is not a franchise that has let you, well, they did let us down for a very, very long time, but not this team. And it's okay to lose a game in the playoffs as long as it is an elimination game. And you stole one early, they stole one last night, you're still up 3-2 in the series, and they're still going to win. They're still going to win the series.
Let me just be devil's advocate for 1 minute.
Of course.
What do you mean?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course? There's nothing of course about this.
The first time ever that after a bad loss, I come in here and I'm positive, say, you have to then go, I'll play devil's advocate. Can't you just let me for once be the positive guy? I'm never the positive guy, ever. I mean, I have seen so much garbage with my teams, especially in recent memory, and I'm always coming in here. I mean, I basically denounced my Vikings fandom after the draft. I can't take it anymore. I had the Mets winning 68 games earlier this season. I just, for once, want you to ride with me here with the positivity. One time. No devil's advocate. Don't tell me, oh, they're going to go back to Philadelphia, and then they're going to be tight, and there's going to be they're going to be tight in Game 7. And by the way, a 9 p.m. tip on Thursday?
That's crazy.
I mean, I
barely got any sleep last night.
Love of God.
You know?
9 o'clock? Anyway. All right, play devil's advocate. Go
no,
for
I don't
it.
Want. I don't. Now, let's now go. I don't want to. Now
right.
I don't want to.
All right, good. Good.
I mean, and you talked me out of it, and I just, I don't know. I was sick to my stomach last night, and it's usually when you're a really good defensive team, things like this don't happen. And I don't want to play devil's advocate now because I don't want to, in any way, shape, or form, infect your positivity. Because I'm positive too. I am. I wish he go a little deeper on the bench, especially when you got, you know, instant energy sitting there and a defensive player, a rebounder, a guy that's going to tip balls and go after him and dive on the ground. I'd like to see that at some point, especially late in the game, even though I felt like Mitchell Robinson was playing pretty good. But I don't know. It's just like I feel like, you know, seven guys, three of those guys playing 50 or more minutes is crazy.
Yeah. But this is what this is. This is the playoffs. This is your guys that got you here the entire time. I'm not denying the fact that
one of those guys stuck to the bench for some reason.
Yeah. All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry will be in here to recap everything from last night, including the Islanders getting eliminated, unfortunately, last night down in Carolina.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We will have a Game 6 Thursday night. Knicks and Sixers after the Knicks let this one slip away. Last night at the Garden, Jerry Recco is here to tell us about that and more. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning to you. Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Winters Bros. For help with your next construction project or cleanup, visit wintersbros.com. So I'll give you the sequence towards the end of the fourth quarter that everybody's talking about, and I certainly understand why. Knicks up by 6 at this point. Tyrese Maxey with the ball, and this is the move on Mitchell Robinson that led to the...
By the way, right prior to this is where the Sixers go to double Jalen Brunson, and Miles McBride comes and gets the ball. And I think this is that spot to put him up 6,
mm-hmm.
and he hits a two-point jumper from the foul line.
Right, which was the best pass of the night.
Yeah, but that was like...
something I wanted to see in overtime.
Yeah, like, that's what you're supposed to do. Like,
right.
You get rid of the ball, and you give it to somebody else, and then they have to make the shot, and Miles did. So, but what happens now in this next sequence is just incredible.
Again, the key, not giving up threes. Maxi leans in, and a foul and one! Counted on a foul! Mitchell Robinson committed the bump, and a chance for a four-point play!
And he would make the free throw, would convert on the four-point play, and then you would get the one of two the other way from Josh Hart, which is where this next clip will start. And then you talk about a long three from Maxi.
Hart, second one is good. Knicks by three, 15 seconds remaining. Into the hands of Maxi. One thing the Knicks can't afford is a three-point attempt. Maxi launches the three. Oh, he knocks it in! Tyrese Maxi with 8 seconds remaining.
I mean, that is so far out, like it's nothing for these guys. That tied the game. The Knicks had a chance the other way. Brunson gets blocked by Batum. We go to over. The Knicks take a 5-point lead very quickly, and then they find themselves behind. Then you had the Kelly Oubre play. Next thing you know, it's 112-106, your final. Mike Breen on MSG with those calls. 46 for Maxi on the night. How did you make those crazy threes?
A lot of rips. Going right, throwing the ball out, chasing it, and you know, Rico been on me all year about shooting the deep ones, and I've been working on it all year, so it pays off.
Yeah, it sure did pay dividends last night. Here was Tom Thibodeau, Knicks head coach. Pretty simple. We blew it.
We had a lead. We got to play tougher with the lead. We fouled in a situation that we didn't want to foul in. And then, you know, the end, Maxi makes a big shot. So, you know, we got to do better.
Mm-hmm. Do better. Mitchell Robinson didn't mince words. He was asked about the whole situation with Maxi there and kind of going for the head fake. Here was his reaction.
I mean, I'm just taking it like a man. You know, I f***ed up. So, I mean, gotta be better next game.
Gotta be better next game, which will be on Thursday night. And then here was Hart also
more
taking
like Friday morning.
Well, that too, yes. Here was Hart's reaction, missing that free throw. He knows that he kind of blew it too.
I miss a free throw with, you know what, less than 10 seconds left. If I made both, we win. So, you know, know what the situation is. And, you know, I got to take that one on the chin and, you know, not let it happen again.
I'll tell you what, this is why you like the team. They take ownership of what their mistakes are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And both of those guys did that. And I'm sure Jalen will have somewhere along the line probably will say something about the final possession in overtime where he was just running. I mean, they could have called a foul possibly on that, but, you know.
You talk about final possession.
Final possession regulation. Yeah. But, I, you know, this team, it's been a great team all year long. They have battled back. They have found a way to win after tough losses. And this is where they find themselves now. But, again, this is what 7-game series are supposed to be.
Well, yes. And this is
the agita that we all feel and the uneasiness that comes with a loss. This is what it's supposed to be. This is why we want this.
Right. It's not supposed to be easy. This is not a first round series with the, you know, 70 win Chicago Bulls. I mean, it's the Knicks and the Sixers.
Right.
These are two very good teams. I still believe the Knicks are better, but I think we almost forgot with the way the series was going where the Knicks would find a way at the end of these games most of the time that the Sixers had the ability to win, and they did.
I mean, a missed free throw and a 4-point play, you got to be, it's like insane. And then a 3-point shot from 40 feet.
Yep, pretty much.
I mean, so think about those three things.
I mean, it was so funny. We were talking about Wally and the 4-point ball and him running out onto the court.
Yes.
And limping out and grabbing the ball.
And
yesterday,
there's Larry Johnson right there.
And we got a 4-point play.
I mean, Wally told me he was in the towel suite all the time. No. He's down on the court.
Yep.
Where he should be.
At least in the playoffs, he is down on the court.
Right.
And Patrick was there last night. Ugh.
Oh, man. All the guys were there.
Yep.
Spree.
And Marcus Camby.
Yep.
It took me a while to recognize, actually. But, yeah. A rough one.
It's great to see all those guys, though, man. And I'll tell you, I early on in this game, Clyde was so into it and so happy. You can just hear it in his voice. And that makes me happy. When I hear Clyde happy, they're like, how old is he now?
79.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah, I know. He turned 79 in March.
And still looks great.
And, well, yeah.
Looks great, sounds great. I mean, yeah.
And he was into it last night, man. It was great. And now he's got to do a 9 o'clock game on a Thursday. That's not right. Just for Clyde, they should make the game start at 6.
That is true. If I were the Knicks, I'd be like, listen, we got to, Clyde's got to get to bed.
Any chance you'd be Browns doing this game on ESPN radio?
Oh, my God. And Hubie Brown's 90, right?
I know. Yeah.
And don't you guys get any ideas with these guys' ages, you know? You could be around here that long.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
You say that now. Just exactly. Like Hubie Brown probably said 30 years ago, I'm going to be done. You never know.
75 sounds good to me.
You don't want to live to 100 until you're 99.
That's true. That's right. Jalen Brunson, by the way, did have 40 in that loss. You mentioned the 9 o'clock start Thursday for Game 6. The Bucks beat the Hammers. Wow. The Bucks beat the Pacers.
Where the hell did that come from?
Because I wrote the Bucks hammered the Pacers.
Oh, okay.
And then I said beat the Hammers. 115-92. You had no Giannis in this game, no Damian Lillard, but Bobby Portis and Chris Middleton, 29 apiece. Then you had the Cavaliers and the Magic. This series, even at 2-2 going in, you had Cleveland up by two late. Franz Wagner was having a decent game, and he took it right to the glass.
Shot clock turned off. Wagner.
And that preserved the two-point lead. They would wind up winning 104-103. Gus Johnson on NBA TV. Evan Mobley with the block there. Here was his head coach, J.B. Bickerstaff.
Defensively, he was huge. He had a great block. He guarded, you know, seemed like everybody out on the floor. And that's what it came down to. It was going to come down to the trenches.
28 for Donovan Mitchell as the Cavs take a 3-2 series lead there. The baseball story quickly, Mets Cubs last night, DJ Stewart coming through.
The 0-1 on the way. Swing and a drive, deep to right, back near the wall, forget it, home run, into the Coca-Cola corner. A 3-run homer for DJ Stewart. And the Mets have opened up a 4-1 lead here in the sixth.
And that was Howie Rose.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
880. Mets would win 4-2, moving back over 500 to 15-14. But there was another aspect to this game that we discussed the other day that came to fruition last night, and that was that it was a dollar wiener night. And Steve Gelbs, as Burkhart used to do back in the day, had the report on it.
For dollar hot dog night?
$10,000.
70,000 hot dogs have been ordered for tonight. An extra refrigeration truck was needed to house all the hot dogs.
70,000 hot dogs.
Yeah, and they said that 44,000 were bought.
Man.
That set a new Citi Field record.
Everyone loves a wiener.
Yeah. 44,000 hot dogs.
That's a lot of gassy cars going on.
Oh, my.
Seymour Wiener.
And yeah. Apparently, you know, Seymour Wiener.
He was there, wasn't he?
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, he said that this has been one of the highlights of his life, that he has gotten attention because of this. So.
A World War II vet.
Right. So, yes. I mean, I didn't
know. God bless you, Seymour.
Right, exactly. But I mean, if he's enjoying it, then I'm enjoying
it. And he's Seymour Wiener. Seymour Butts.
This is stupid. And he enjoyed a Met win.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As well.
Pretty good.
That was pretty, yes. Buto and this Imanaga guy, I didn't realize until last night when they put up his graphic on the board, 4-0, ERA of .98. Mm. So he's worked out pretty well for the Cubs in the early going. As for the Yankees, not so good. They lose to the Orioles again, 4-2. Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman with RBI singles. James McCann, RBI double. Luis Gil, the start later tonight. We'll get to a couple of other things from baseball next hour. And oh, by the way, Mike Trout's injured again. Torn meniscus, needs surgery, out indefinitely.
I think he was like crying during his press conference, wasn't he?
I think because he knows the reputation, can't stay on the field, and he played through it. I was watching MLB Network yesterday, and he played through the injury, it looks like, on Monday night, and then realized when he woke up yesterday.
I mean, how is he doing this? I mean, do you have any idea how he hurt his knee this time around?
I don't. They kept showing video of the game. There was a break on a ball in the outfield that could have done it, and then they were also highlighting him going from second to home where he was
limping.
He started limping right off the slide. I don't know.
Maybe it was off the slide, but who, you know, he and Tiger Woods are building a golf course, I think, down in Jersey.
South Jersey.
Yep, that's right. And by the way, I got a WFAN injury update. We were worried about our friend Dove Kramer because he had some heart issues in the past, and he was out with a medical thing. We found out that he tore his quad. Yep.
Wait a minute. Dove tore his quad.
Yeah, remember I told you last week he was injured?
Yeah.
I knew that, but I didn't know what we were saying.
Is that from falling?
He missed a step, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, that is like...
That was like you running down first base at
yeah,
Far
Island. Yeah, but I was running playing softball when I shouldn't have been. Like, I haven't seen Dove run. Yeah. I don't think Dove's ran ever.
I mean, life. I mean, you pulled that quad. I think you were like 37 years old.
Yeah, but I was, once again, I was sprinting.
When you never do sprint.
When I never sprint.
This was just walking down the steps. He missed a step.
Right. And he tore it. Like, I pulled
or
mine.
Or rupture. Is that the same thing?
No, it's worse.
He ruptured it?
The ruptured quad is what I'm reading, yes.
That's worse.
Oh. You had a guy who was water skiing. My buddy, Norseth.
Okay,
and he was water skiing. And
he's still alive, by the way.
Right, he is. Yeah. And I think he ruptured his quad, where it rolled up and back up into his leg.
Water skiing.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Man, I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
Now you got to buy a ranch.
That's why I don't do anything.
No steps.
I know, man. This is
no steps.
Well, you don't have any steps. You don't have any steps now, do you?
No, I do. I do have steps.
Oh, you do.
Steps to go upstairs. Yeah. To his...
I mean, with that lack of bone density and the fact that you're fat.
I know.
And you have steps. I mean, now, yeah. You know, this could be a problem.
You need to get one of those chairs installed, Al, for the.
The little chair, the stairs for the.
Yes,
I don't put it past him.
He's going to have one of those scooters to go down the boardwalk down there at Bradley Beach.
Oh, food shopping with a scooter.
I'll be with a little basket in front.
I think he's looked into it already.
And a big umbrella. Protected from the sun.
Oh my God.
We're like 2 years away from that.
Just quickly, the Islanders had two wacky goal against them in 8 seconds. They lost to the Hurricanes 6-3, so they are eliminated in 5 games. They lose 4-1. The Broncos inform Zach Wilson they're not picking up his fifth-year option, and the Jaguars doing the same with Mac Jones.
All right, thank you, Jared. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session. Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Still reeling from the loss last night, but I will not lose my confidence in this team. This is a team that we should believe in. This is a team that can take a punch. This is a team that has proven that throughout the entire year. So, yes, they should have won the game last night, but they probably should have lost game two. So that evened out. You're still up 3-2. You flush this one. You forget about it. Jalen Brunson picked up that chair at the end of the game and looked like he was going to throw it down, but he just placed it gently. And he said, all right, it's okay. You could almost see his thoughts. Like he had a thought bubble at that point.
I just didn't want him to go Amari Stoudemire and hurt himself.
I know. Well, I think he kind of realized that halfway through when he picked up that chair. Like, this is not a good idea.
No. Just relax. You know, everybody got a little helter-skelter there at the end of regulation and towards the middle of overtime. But I just, there were just so many missed opportunities. And the good thing is that when you do listen to the team talk, they talk about their individual shortcomings when all they needed to do was make a play, and they didn't. So, we can look at every single player that played last night, only 7 of them, and we could see probably 6 or 7 times where each guy somehow did not come through.
Let's go to Ari in Valley Cottage. Good morning, Ari.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right, Ari, what's happening?
So I'm not one that believes in conspiracies, but any chance that the game's so late on Thursday so that New Yorkers have less of a chance of going to the game?
No, I don't think that's what it is, Ari. And the Sixers and the Knicks have no control over what time this game tips off. They're not going to cave to either franchise wanting something. This is all national TV. It's all controlled by TNT. So,
and they also know that they got a great series here.
Right.
And they got stars, and they got New York, and they got the Sixers, and they got Embiid. I mean, they, you know, Maxey just went off. I mean, listen, it is a... It's a late start because of the West Coast, and just simply like NBA games tip off this late.
Yeah, well, not generally on the East Coast they don't, but in this situation, so let's see, Thursday, you've got, so TNT, now I know we could still watch the games locally on MSG, but for the sake of this discussion.
It's all about TNT, it's right. About, you know, that Charles and... Exactly. Shaq and all that, you know.
So for the sake of this discussion, TNT's got both games. So they got Milwaukee and Indiana at 6:30, and they got the Knicks and the Sixers at 9. So the way they look at it is, for their, I mean, and you can speak to this a lot better than I can, being in TV for so long, but they look at the Knicks-Sixers game as far better of a game than Milwaukee-Indiana, and that 9 p.m. slot for them nationally is much more yes. juicy, so that's why they put the game there.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, listen, the way I also look at it, it gives the players a few extra hours off, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, although they're probably not going to get a lot of sleep the night before just simply because they're going to be so jacked up.
Yeah.
But I want Josh Hart to just go shoot like 1,000 shots somewhere and just try to find his game, his shot again. He lost it in Philadelphia. And even though he had a decent, two-point percentage last night, I mean, his three-point shots are like... He's lucky to actually hit the backboard
or the front of the rim. I mean, it's been really bad.
It's a weird thing that's happened to him. I mean, he's also expending a lot of energy on defense and rebounding. And that was the pass with about 2 minutes to go, and the Knicks had that 102-101 lead.
Yeah, in overtime,
and Jalen throws it to him, screaming down the middle of the lane. Those guys are exhausted. They're all exhausted. They're playing exorbitant minutes, and same thing can be said for the Sixers too, because they barely play eight guys.
Tim and Maya Pack, what's going on, Tim?
How you doing, guys? I have two comments. Tough, obviously a tough loss for the Knicks. Great shot by Maxey, but I don't think they had any intentions on fouling them before the three-pointer, because it happened in the previous game. They let the guy take a three-point shot, which I don't understand. I always foul. And then another point, Embiid's got like four or five flagrant fouls on him. I'm an old hockey type guy. Like one time, two times, it might happen. Well, four or five times, there's a problem going on there.
Hey, he's dirty. We know that.
If I was the Knicks, I would have Hart or McBride going through around the screen with Embiid and go low and go right through the screen hard and see how that meniscus holds up. You know, I wouldn't kick him in his knee, but I would go through it hard and see how it goes. And that's how it is.
The Knicks need to kind of try not to get into the mud with Joel Embiid, but there is a toughness that they can provide without going to that level with him and getting themselves in trouble and having flagrant ones and twos. And I was about to say they've done a pretty good job of that. Yeah, what I don't want to see is someone get ejected. I don't want to see a Knick player commit a flagrant one and then the two shots in possession, like the Knicks had the opportunity to get right back in the game when Embiid did it. So I know it's frustrating. And as far as the fouling goes, like, yes, it's really easy to say that now with the way that it happened. But if you were to say that Tyrese Maxey essentially is hitting a half-court shot, like, that's the shot that they got off, like, you're going to take that 10 times out of 10.
And that also came after the 4-point play.
Right.
Think about those two plays in itself in a nutshell. Those are the plays that won the game for the Sixers.
Chris in Jersey City. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going, guys? First time, long time. Just had a quick question. The last caller kind of talked about it, but the foul at the end of the game there to force overtime or not foul, I just kind of wanted to elaborate on that because, I mean, if you're up by three and you get either, you know, the 1-1 or the two shots, I still think that's a valuable, you know, foul to kind of give there. And then, you know, you get the ball back up by one with, you know, 10, 12 seconds left, whatever it is. So just kind of wanted to hear your guys' thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, once again, we're talking about the shot that Maxey ended up settling for. So the Knicks at that point, they could have fouled right away. They chose not to. Maxey thought that the closer he got to the 3-point line, that he was probably going to get fouled. And he said, I can shoot this and they're going to stay away from me because generally when you shoot from 40 feet away, there's not a hand in your face. The team is the other team's happy that you're taking such a crazy shot.
It had been Miles McBride to maybe reach in or something. And then he was still going to get the shot off. It could have been another 4-point play.
Right, because Mitchell Robinson was the one who was there, and this time he didn't leave his feet. And if he did, Maxey probably would have done the same thing he did a minute before.
Yes. That was an unbelievable, like, 3.5-4 minutes for Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I knew he was good, man. I know that they were talking about him last night being All-NBA and all the stuff, All-Star game or whatever. But, man, some of those shots were just ridiculous.
And the way he goes to the basket and how...
He's fearless.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Jalen Brunson for them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.